Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Tone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, 4th of May. What about what we looked at this morning? Should the Australians living in India be able to come back?
Shut the door.
Has the Prime Minister done the right thing? We took your calls about that and...
Yeah. Oh, what about the bank of mum and dad?
I know.
Covers just about everything.
I tell you what, because more people are going to their mum and dad just to get money for a home loan deposit.
That is a big loan.
And as well as that...
Trevor Long, our techspert, discussing something new on Netflix. Hey, how many times have you gone through like you have a burger and chips and you do your burger and you're eating the chips and you go, no, I can't possibly. I can't possibly finish those chips. Chips always get left to the side on my burgers.
Yeah.
It's just what happens.
Look.
I'll eat three chips first, then I'll eat the burger, the rest of the chips, maybe.
That's my favourite meal, burger and chips. Look at my guts. It's testament to that.
That's true. That is true. But look, I'm looking at a picture of a bloke here who's... I put him up next to you.
Yeah.
He's tiny next to you.
Yeah.
And he
is he as good looking?
No, nowhere close.
Right.
Nowhere close.
Okay.
But there's a place in Cessnock called the Khartoum Hotel.
Yeah.
Khartoum.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a 5 kilogram burger challenge.
Yeah.
5 kilos. This burger is, I reckon it's fair to say that it's twice the size of his head. Which is
pretty
a big burger.
It is pretty.
And
big.
Wedges on the side. And there's onion rings, by the look of it, on top of a stick that holds this whole thing together. The bun itself looks like a loaf of bread, like a big loaf, one of those country loaves.
It's five. Did you say it's 5 kilos?
5 kilos.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's 5 kilos of just the burger, as in the meat plus the bread, or
five kilos all up. Yeah, it's about $60. I heard.
I've eaten a kilo steak before, where you had to join a club, like the 1 kilo steak club, and ate it.
I think I could do that.
I felt sick.
I could steak.
So filling.
That's why my iron level's so high in my blood.
Have a go at this guy. He had to eat it in a certain time limit. They gave him 30 minutes to do it. And if you do it, you get your name on the board. That's all and you get a prize.
Oh, yeah, he netted $600 in prize money.
$650.
I'd give it a crack.
In prize money. 55 people have had a go before him. Couldn't do it. Most people fell out the door after about 12 minutes, between 12 and 20 minutes. And they'd give up.
Is this the same lad that even...
Some people did the full 30, but just couldn't get through it.
I heard too that this lad, he did it, and then he had a double serving of cheesecake after as well, in less than 30 minutes. Mate, seriously, the impossible is something that hasn't been done until someone does it.
Yeah, well, no one's doing that again. You should see this thing.
No,
anyway.
No.
Someone on the Central Coast, surely...
Could take that
away from Cessnock.
Let's get up to Cessnock and give
it a crack.
Wonder
if it's a world record.
I don't know, but one bloke is going to a try.
Really, the only word for it is...
Yeah, get him in. Give him a call.
Yeah, I don't know whether... But I'll give it a crack. I don't know whether I'd do it in 30 minutes, but I'd go damn bloody
No,
close.
You would
yes,
not.
Yes, I would, mate.
Absolute rubbish.
No.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
I need your assistance here, Robert, because a driver of a fancy car has had their parking skills slammed after leaving the expensive vehicle parked across two spots.
That's rude.
Absolutely. The Tesla Model 3, which costs as much as $100,000, was parked across two bays in the Bondi Beach Woolworths car park.
Something sounds like Bondi.
Yeah. That,
doesn't it?
They do it there. You wouldn't get that at Erin Affair.
No way would you.
Leaving one chopper.
Imagine the repercussions.
They'd be across three car parks. Not just two. All right, we'll park it here.
I tell you what.
There's nothing. In the busy times, there's nothing worse, is there?
Oh
you come on, you park. Anyway, it's not a semi-trailer you're parking. It's a Ford Focus.
So leaving just take an extra 20 seconds, have a look at what
Do
you're doing.
It right.
You can hear them parking the car going on better than everyone.
Oh, what about when, I know we get off topic, when you're just waiting, you're really busy, and they've got in the car, you got your blinker on, and they take 1,000 hours.
Oh, and they just sit there.
And you go, just get in reverse. Yeah. You can see what I'm doing, and they look at themselves in the rear
vision. The people, you watch them go to the car.
Come on.
You know it's going to happen when they don't look at you.
There should be
nod.
A time limit. There should be a time limit.
I'm a nodder.
Yeah.
I'm a nodder when I go to the car and you see someone waiting, you go, yep.
Or I'm a waver.
And then, a nod and a wave.
A wave, same thing.
Same diff.
Anyway,
get in your car. And I'll tell you what, you don't get in your car and then check seven emails.
No, you don't. You just get in your car in reverse. Anyway,
Moving
on. Oh, that was my watch talking to me. Anyway, this car left one shopper particularly irate. In what appears to be a moment of frustration, the angry customer scrawled the Tesla driver a note. And this is where I need your hands.
Yeah, right.
Placed under one of the car's windscreen wipers, the note read, "Did your fancy car park itself like this, or are you just an inconsiderate C blank blank T?" Or, and you know, there's just spaces there. And I'm asking you this morning, Robert, was it inconsiderate court?
No.
I'm just, okay. That, so,
you know what it was? You know what it was?
I've got some other suggestions. Inconsiderate cast. Would that,
cast.
No,
no, it doesn't fit.
Inconsiderate.
You inconsiderate.
Scent. C, no, C N T.
You
inconsiderate. Chit, C-H-I-T. No,
like
what is
school,
it? What
like
is
an
it?
Old school chit.
Okay.
No, well, it is a Tesla.
Did your fancy car park itself like this, or are you just an inconsiderate
what? Cosmonaut? Because you're a Tesla driver, you're a cosmonaut, which leads me to my next story.
That's what it is. Why, brilliant stuff.
Thank you, Elon Musk.
I can go to bed and sleep tonight, cosmonaut.
Just
I
a cosmonaut driving a Tesla.
Cosmonaut.
Well, the other cosmonauts that came back from SpaceX completed a night splashdown.
You're
they returned
brilliant.
Four
saw
cosmonauts
yeah.
from the International Space Station.
I saw that on the news.
And you'd be disorientated for days. If you're parking a Tesla at Woolworths as a cosmonaut, you'd probably get it wrong.
Of course you would. You I saw it hit the water and all the steam, you know, billowing up.
They got home in 6.5 hours from the International Space Station.
Allegedly.
No. Yep. Oh, you are joking.
I'm just saying.
There was an American, three American, one Japanese pilot.
Yeah.
They earned 68 million miles on the voyage.
Mm-hmm.
Frequent flyer program.
Be able to travel a bit with that.
That's a free Tesla. Anyway, I'm just saying. They
Tony
got down
just
on May
me.
The 4th.
Tony just texted me.
With you.
Inconsiderate coat.
I'm telling you, it's a cosmonaut.
Cosmonaut. Okay, Triple M.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Cricketing great Michael Slater has tweeted, a disgrace about what's happening with the government not allowing the 9,000-strong contingents of Australian. They face jail and fines if they return.
I wonder if he'd say that if his best mates from the cricket club weren't there.
Don't know. And he said, blood on your hands, PM. Do you think the Prime Minister has blood on his hands for the stance that the government's taking by not allowing anyone, if you're currently in India, to come back to the country?
Well,
to us.
When Victoria went into their lockdown,
yep,
and no one was allowed to come anywhere from Victoria, did we say to any of those premiers who said, nah, we're shutting our door, you've got blood on your hands? No.
They
celebrated it.
They got up Anastasia Palaszczuk at the start.
Oh,
when
it was right up Anastasia. Oh, I couldn't stand it.
They couldn't. They when she said, no one's coming over.
No.
You've got COVID.
No, I
and
thought,
now
you are.
She hailed a bloody hero.
But now.
And same well with Robert over in WA, Mark McGowan. If
Mark
someone
McGowan.
Sneezes now, they shut down the borders.
Yeah.
Like, or shut down the border.
Oh,
so, and that's how it is.
They shut down the border. If more than six people order Combantrum at the chemist on one particular day, shut the borders.
That's what they do. Do you think what the government is doing is a good thing? Is it fair? I heard Lukey Boner's show this morning as we were driving to work, Robert, and someone rang and said, as a caller to our show last week, said, what about those cruise ships? If they want to leave India, put them on the cruise ships and do the 2-week quarantine on there.
Cruise? Yeah, they're a petri dish.
Yeah, they are.
Just keeps recycling and recycling.
Petri dish has not been used enough in this
that's not.
Pandemic.
Petri they are
dish.
A petri
dish. I love that.
Of disease.
Yeah, they are.
No, allegedly.
Yeah.
So I don't want to. I'm not defaming cruise ships.
Cruise ships, not at all.
No
but
way.
What do you think? Is what the government's doing? You want to know? Is it a good thing? Are you bored with what the government says about now not allowing? Like the stats from India are just staggering.
Well, the
commentary 300,000.
Yeah.
I think we're up to 20 million cases now.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
And the commentary is that there's uproar over, you know, the Prime Minister saying we're shutting the borders. And I think that's, you know, when it sounds louder than it is, when five people have got their phones out and said, oh, this is an outrage, and all of a sudden that becomes news. I don't like that. And I just, I think that we're shutting the border because there's a massive problem with a pandemic in another country. And we've said, I'm sorry, we're shutting the border until that's controlled.
Yeah. We're doing very well here at the moment. Want to know your thoughts.
Sue from Shelley Beach.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good.
Good, thanks. What are you thinking about?
I agree with the government because these people have had well over a year to come home and this is so contagious, we don't want it over here. We've done well with keeping it out of Australia, so I think keep it out.
Okay, so you agree.
Don't leave them in.
Okay,
I agree with the government.
Thanks, Sue. Thank you very much
for
your comment.
Thank you, Sue.
Good on you, Sue. We've got Kylie from Wyoming. Talking about the government, they're doing the right thing by saying people in India, hey, listen, you're staying there, you'll come out, you can't try and get out.
Yeah, no worries.
Face jail and fines. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I agree with the Prime Minister. This disease is running rampant in India and they're predicting millions of deaths. We don't need that in Australia. And it could waste... it could wipe out the population of Australia if it runs rampant over here. So I think he's doing the best out of a bad situation. And good on him. Like all the other states do hard border closures. So, it's about time we did our own hard border close.
Kylie, thank you so much for your comments.
No worries.
Thank you for
Happy morning from Bega.
From Bega?
Yes. Calling you from Bega.
You're on the listener app.
Yeah, I am. It's awesome.
Oh, good stuff. And I bet it's cold in Bega.
It is. We had a massive storm today afternoon. I'm down here at the CWA conference. We were mid-debate on organ donation and we had to stop because we couldn't hear any of the speakers.
Yeah.
Because they're speaking with masks on into the mics and the rain and the hail was that loud.
Wow.
So we had to stop.
Well, bring us back some cheese.
Absolutely.
Right,
I'm going on the cheese tour on Thursday.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Kylie.
Wouldn't be bigger without a cheese tour.
Thanks, Kylie. 60% of first home buyers are getting financial help from their parents. Oh.
Turn the microphone on, champion.
Sorry about that.
Thanks, mate. It's all right. I'm over here. I reckon that's a low number.
Do you reckon?
I would have thought there'd be more.
The average contribution from parents was about $90,000.
What 25 to 30-year-old human being has got $90,000 in their back pocket to put it down as a deposit?
That's where the problems come in because I was reading the story where it said a lot of the parents are giving the couples the loan, the deposit.
Yep.
But what's happening, because that couple – haven't been able to save, because they haven't been able to save that amount, they go into default. That's the thing. A lot of banks are saying, yes, mate.
The problem's getting that. You just got to get over that hump. Once you get, I don't know.
Yeah, but if they haven't saved,
I rented a house with my fiance at the time, Gwen, and then we had a cheap rent. It was like $240 a week or something we were paying for a little duplex, and we just saved up money. And
yeah, but you did, but not every couple can do that. And they're going,
but then a deposit for $500,000 house, which bought a lot, in late 90s.
Yeah, but what they're saying is that these couples, if they're not able to save themselves and they've got to go to their mum and dad, quite often they then default because they're not used to saving. They've got that, they've got the deposit because their mum and dad have given to them, but they then can't afford the loan because they're not used to doing it. And it's causing a whole lot of problems. But would love to know, would you as a parent, or have you, as a first home buyer, has your mum and dad...
forked out some cash?
Yes, because it then leads to problems as well.
Does it?
Yes!
Your job as a parent's to try and help your kids on their way,
just say
it?
If your parent... if your kids, they separate. One of the couples separate, right? This happens. Hear me out.
Just see the worst in everyone,
no,
don't
I you? Don't. No, I don't. If they... and you've given $90,000.
Yeah.
If you haven't done it legally, do you then give it... half of your money, once they sell the home, half of the money could go to the son-in-law who you absolutely hate.
If
and you could.
If you might love the son-in-law.
But you might hate him.
Might be your daughter's fault.
That's right.
But, okay, I see what you're saying.
And so
you just say, look, here, I'm going to help you with the deposit for your home loan. Here's $90,000. Or donate it to your daughter. I don't know. Or your son.
You have to get legal advice if you're going to do that, because things don't always work out. Marriages don't always work out. And you go, I'm not forking over 90 grand. And then say,
isn't a statutory declaration, is that enough? I don't know.
I don't know. But have you done
a lawyer $500 to tell me whether I can or I can't give?
Oh, that's ridiculous. Not getting spending $500 when it could mean you lose your $90,000 or $45,000.
No, what I mean is it should cost you $50. You go down to Bill and down at the pub and say, "Hey, Bill, you're a lawyer."
Yeah, he was kicked out though, Bill.
What's the score with giving kids money?
There we go. The Bank of Mum and Dad isn't just for home loans either.
At the Bank of Mum and Dad, you'll love the new range of financial services that are on offer. You'll also love the no fees arrangement, 24-hour access to money and immediate approval of loans. At the Bank of Mum and Dad, there's no need for ATMs, as money will be automatically transferred. Who needs to line up? Not at the Bank of Mum and Dad. Cash can easily be dispensed from Dad's top drawer within seconds. So if you need those extra dollars to go out and party, to buy another jet ski, go see friends in Melbourne, or maybe just to purchase your eighth phone, go to where most kids go, the Bank of Mum and Dad. You rotten bloodsuckers! Sorry, outside voice. Lending money to you brats from the moment you could talk.
It's time to talk to our main tech man, Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. He's from Channel 9 and also he is a former local bloke. Good morning, Trevor.
Hey, Trevor.
Good morning, legends. How are we?
Not too bad.
Going well, mate.
Hey, Trevor, I saw that story, I think it was on the weekend, how many mobile phones we have in Australia. It's staggering.
Yeah, smartphones, 21 million, I think it is. It's a crazy number. And look, part of that is, you know, we all have phones, but the other one is lots of people carrying two. I mean, that's just madness to me. I get that there's a lot of mobile phone numbers in use because it's good to have two numbers sometimes, work and pleasure or whatever. But the fact that people still carry two phones is absolute lunacy, because even the latest iPhone allows you to have two phone numbers in it. One's a standard SIM card. The other one is what we call an eSIM. You can just get a number from a telco. It's the coolest, simplest thing to do.
Oh, that's Rob's phone going now. Hey, Trevi, why do people, is it sort of like, geez, I'm up myself, I've got two phones? Is that, because I see a lot of people with two phones. Is that the reason? Why do you think it is?
I don't think it is. I think it's just people don't realise. So the main reason is people say, I've got a work phone that, you know, that's how we work. People call me, and then I've got my private phone, and I want that to be my weekend phone. I don't want work to bother me on the weekend. Or I want to be able to make calls and charge them back to the company, so I have a work phone. But the thing is, with a single phone, Samsung, Apple, whatever you choose, there's lots of them out there, and two SIM cards in it, you can say, so this contact in my phone is a work contact, and it will use your work SIM card. This contact is a personal. See, and you can even turn the work one off on the weekend so that you don't get work calls.
I'm not that organised, Trev. Like when you put numbers in your phone, it's just the number. And then if it's a mate of my son, it becomes his first name, Griff, and then, you know, Travis.
Griff's mate.
Yeah. Griff's mate's mum. And you go, I don't have that organisation to put everything in his work.
Yeah, but if your
or
work was making you have your own, a specific number for them, then you'd be like, fine, I'll put that SIM card in. And how many work contacts do you even save anyway? Really for people to call you more than anything else.
That's true. What do I call Paddy? When he rings.
Pest.
Just don't call him late for dinner.
Mate, his own SIM card.
Trev, I've got don't answer on some of mine. Joe Pest, don't answer. Matt, don't answer. Yes, I know. Just me. Yeah.
To all those
people. They put you down as nobody.
But, Trevi, does your phone, to have two numbers on your one phone, you've got to have two SIM cards, is that right?
No, he just said that.
So there's two SIMs, but one of them is a real, like a physical little bit of plastic.
Yeah.
The other one is what we call an eSIM. So it's all done kind of use a QR code. If you go to a Telstra Optus this afternoon and say, I want a second number in my phone, they'll give you an eSIM, which is just a little piece of paper with a QR code. You scan it and your phone will set up that number on it.
Okay. I go for the cheap brand TPG. Would they be able to have that?
No, eSIMs are not available yet on the low-end carriers.
Okay. No. You're so low-end.
Hey, mate, also, Jerry, a simple small indoor security camera. What's this about and how much it's worth?
It's cool. It's $159 from Arlo. They make heaps of security cameras. For $159, they're cheapest yet. It's an indoor one, sits there. It's a wide field of view, so you can see the whole room if you put it in the lounge room or somewhere. But most importantly, if you're worried about having cameras indoors, it's also got a little privacy shield. So the shield is open when you're not at home, but when you're at home, there's this little cover over the camera so that it's not spying on you. You can check that your kids aren't looking through the camera or something. A really kind of peace of mind thing. But for $159, a great camera when you're away from home to look and check there's nothing going on at home.
When you go away and you leave the kids to mind the house and all of a sudden the shutter goes down, that means there's trouble.
Yeah, that's time to knock back on the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give the neighbour. Always get in contact with your neighbour. Yeah, let them know you're going away.
It's noisy next
Send
door.
Send a six-pack to the neighbour and make sure you've got a backup plan.
Yeah, cool. Trevy Long from EFTM.com.au. Thanks for joining us this morning, Trev.
Cheers, boys.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.